This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
7:44 right here on Power Business. We go straight into the weekly Africa segment, and tonight we are talking about the launch of the Africa Brand Leadership Academy. We do so with Brand Africa founder Thebe Ikalafeng. Dumela Buthebe.
Dumela Dumisang.
What a pleasure to be speaking to you. I mean, we've just got off a very steamy conversation about who's on the right side of corruption and who's not in terms of reporting.
Goodness. Hey, I was listening, Kirikiri, this country, we're in trouble.
We're now
measuring the degrees of immorality and criminality.
It is scary, Abu Thebe. But this conversation that you and I are going to have is a very stimulating one. Progress is being made, and it is the rich manner in which Africa is going to be a focus and a focal area where specialist brand leadership academy is aiming at sharpening the minds that build brands and that build the continent. Talk to us about the launch of the Africa Brand Leadership Academy. What exactly are you seeking to do under this banner?
Well, there's probably two or three things. One is over the last 10 years, we've been conducting research across the continent, looking at the most admired brands. And looking at that survey, we established that only 20% of the brands that Africans admire are made in Africa. So that's a tragedy, an indictment on us as a people and as a continent, that 80% of what we love is not from us. So that's the one thing. The second one is the Africa Continental Free Trade Agreement is coming to play now.
Yes.
It is being implemented this year. As you know, it's been muted for so many years.
Mm.
And its purpose is to move intra-Africa trade from 18% to 50% by 2030. That's in 9 years' time.
Mm.
So there's a sense of urgency there. And then third, I've been to every country, so I pretty much observed everything in the continent as I've been going through the continent.
Mm.
So I could relate to some of the challenges that have been brought forward in terms of our love for our continent and our love for what's made in Africa. But the one thing that I never ever doubted about this continent is our ingenuity, is our warmth, and it's our unity as a people of one continent. So the purpose of the academy is really to try and address those two major areas.
Mm.
How do we ensure that the goods that flow through the continent are made in Africa? And secondarily, how do we ensure that we build the capacity of brand builders in the continent to create the brands which speak to us, which address the challenges which are African and which really resonate with us as a people. So that when we put out a list of the top 100 most admired brands in the continent, the majority of them should be made in Africa, because we are the continent, we are the major consumers, spending over $900 billion in consumer spending.
Mm.
Why should that money all leave the continent?
I love that, because part of what has been launched is that ABLA's and our flagship programs are this postgraduate diploma in African brand leadership. This sounds extremely exciting. Who does it target? Who is it open to? And what benefit is there?
We've got a couple of programs.
Mm.
We've got the postgraduate diploma in brand leadership is aimed at the next generation of leaders. So they're already working, but they're probably working for less than 5 years or so. But then we've also got the Africa Brand Leadership Executive Program.
Mm-hmm.
That is aimed at executives who are leading brands in the continent. What we want to do is we want to make sure that they don't run or build brands from behind desks, that they get out into the continent and try and understand the conditions of the continent, so that the brands that they are leading respond to the conditions of the continent. And the third one is focusing on entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
We're really kicking off the entrepreneurs program next week. We're launching the brand leadership for entrepreneurs program next week already.
Mm.
We're launching it at the proudly said by a local summit.
Right.
And the purpose of that one is an understanding that entrepreneurs are very good at a couple of things: at coming up with ideas, perhaps also coming up with good products. But what they're not always good at is how to transform those good products and services into world-class brands, which are competitive and sustainable. And that's the purpose of that. And then we'll follow that that program with the brand leadership for the creative economy, because it is unconscionable that for a continent renowned for its creativity, we do not get our fair share of the creative economy.
Right, absolutely. And as soon as you were talking about that element, I thought of a conversation that you had that included Ula Dumangolo of Maxhosa. And that particular conversation speaks to exactly what we are talking about in terms of African creatives, African those who produce materials that are meant to be sold elsewhere. An individual like this has been doing it for quite some time, and the universe, or rather the globe, has been accepting his brand for a number of years and being very supportive. But when you look locally, we do speak to a market maybe that is not at a level of affordability as many others who are who are abroad. How do we then meet the two in terms of establishing a brand that is already sellable to the rest of the globe?
Well, now the one thing we need to understand, let me address the one about La Duma. So tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. 4 p.m. South African time and 5 p.m. Kenya, and I think 3 p.m. in Italy.
Yeah.
I'll be speaking to Ladu Mangokola from Maxhosa. I'll be speaking to Tunde Owolabi from Ethnic in Nigeria. And I'll be speaking to Moses Turaiwa from Rwanda. He's in Italy now for a year. We'll be speaking about really how to infuse our culture into our creativity, because that's the one thing that's going to distinguish us in the world. And I'm quite excited about that talk, because it speaks to how us as Africans must accept who we are, must accept what makes us beautiful, and that which makes us beautiful is that which will distinguish us in the world. So how do you take that into the world? I think La Duma has proven that you can do that. I mean, the movie is coming out on the 5th, what's coming to America with Eddie Murphy, and Eddie Murphy and a few other, I think Nom Zama and all those, will be wearing Amakosa garments in that international movie. We also saw with Black Panther that the design was inspired by this continent.
Yeah.
So there is no question or doubt about the acceptability of our products in the world. Matter of fact, I mean, last week, Wendy Williams was wearing Tebe Magugu's, put Tebe Magugu on her show.
Wonderful.
And we've seen Beyonce, we've seen Rihanna. Mm. So our product is exquisite, it is beautiful, it is exportable. Yes, perhaps I'm speaking at a luxury level, but we don't have to even go to that level. Across the board, we should be able to be, we should be proud of what comes from this continent.
And I think placing the importance of a conversation that breaks down how we as South Africans and South African creatives get to a level of the goods being sold at internationally accepted pricing levels or appreciation, because at times we hardly ever have the conversation about the target marketing. And we saw that particular one play itself out when the likes of Rich Mnisi was posted selling Eshbelani for a couple of thousands, and for many it wasn't acceptable. But we also do need to talk about the flip side of brand placement elsewhere that puts Africa on the map.
Indeed, that shows that we offer our goods and services of value. I mean, the same thing happened when Tepo sold these jeans for $5.90, and they all went on and on, the rest of them South Africans, about how they'll never buy a jean named Tepo for $500 when they can get it for Markham's for $400 or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as Meghan Markle came to South Africa and bought a pair, they were all going gaga, and they were all going gaga about how come we can't buy those jeans. We need to buy those jeans as well.
Mm.
So because now all of a sudden an external person has validated us.
Mm.
So we don't need external people to validate us. And then what Rich Mnisi did, which is superb, is he looked at Shibelani and said, Shibelani is part of our culture. Why can't I add value and elevate the materials and put it out there and as a luxurious item? Because right now we have this thing in South Africa where people like to say, let us wear traditional. What is traditional? Why can't we just wear us?
Huh.
It's not traditional, it's us.
Oh, absolutely. Let's take a call from Miesh in Pretoria North. Good evening, Dr. Miesh.
Evening to me and to your guests. I'll be brief. True innovation in Africa is going to come when we start developing an ability to solve our own problems. We've got myriad problems in Africa. Unfortunately, we do not have that ability to solve them. I will tell you, Africa was not bankable until M-Pesa came. You look at it again. We've got an issue of a vaccine. Africa is dealing with a lot of viruses on a daily basis. If we have established a source of laboratories that we deal with all these problems, we will be in the forefront of even finding a cure for this vaccine. We have over 100 million people who fly in Africa. We cannot even establish a proper airline. So I'm saying we have so many problems. It is the lack, the inability, the knowledge, and the education to be able to solve our own problems. That is where true creativity is going to come in this continent.
Miesha, thank you as always for sharing your views. Abu Tebe, do you agree with that? And I would like to also maybe add on to that question around the launch of the Africa Brand Leadership Academy. Is it not seeking to address exactly this that Miesha is talking about?
Yes. So what Miesha is talking about, there's two sides to it. The one part where I would disagree with him, I don't think we are incapable. I think we are capable. It's just that we are not. We don't have the right motivation to solve our problems. Because you know, it is a former leader of Liberia who once said, "Africa is not poor; it is just poorly led." Mm. So our problem is that you have a continent where the median age of the political leaders is 62, but the median age of all Africans is 19. Mm. There's a big disparity. So we have a young continent being led by old people with old ideas. And we have a continent full of people who are too entitled. A continent with a lot of people who all they want to see is how they can steal and grab from the continent rather than how to reinvest in the continent. So it's not a matter of incapability, because I think we've got the capability. What we don't have, we don't have the right motivation. We don't have the right vision for the continent. Mm. We see the continent rather as a place to pilfer rather than a place to progress. So what ABLA, which is Africa Brand Leadership Academy, seeks to do is to do one of two things. One is to inspire as well as to empower. Mm. That next generation, as well as this generation of those brand leaders, to build those brands that we can be proud of. We want to see more M-Pesa. We want to see more Dangote. Mm. We want to see more MTNs, more Vodacoms, more Standard Banks coming out of here. And then most importantly, we want to build on the successes of the young brands like Maxhosa, like Richie Mnisi, like Ethnic and all those brands around the continent. That's what we want to build on, and that's what ABLA is really setting out to do. Because I also don't understand why most of the brands that we see in our cupboards and our fridge are not from this continent. Oh, yeah. Just go to a cupboard right now when you go. Just go open it up. You're going to find Kellogg's, you're going to find Weet-Bix. Mm-hmm. Find a whole lot of other brands. I think Weet-Bix is local, but you find a whole lot of other brands which are not from this continent.
We wish you all the best, and we hope to have even more conversations with you about the progress made. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Your listeners must tune in tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Yes.
They must go to abla.academy, ABLA.academy, www.abla.academy, and register to listen to the conversation with Laduma, with Tunde, and with Moise, talking about how we can infuse culture, our culture, into our creativity. And I appreciate the opportunity to be with you tonight.
It's going to be fantastic. Tebe Galafeng, the founder of Brand Africa, and he was talking to us this evening about the launch of Africa Brand Leadership Academy.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.